This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The full U.S. House will vote this week on a bill to ban abortions nationwide at 20 weeks of pregnancy. Last week's 20-12 vote in the House Judiciary Committee will this week bring to the full House floor what will likely be a lively debate before that vote. Republicans are supportive of the measure. Democrats are generally opposed to it. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is lobbying against the bill. Last week, Pelosi said her Catholic faith leads her to the conclusion that such late-term abortions are sacred ground. Marjorie Dannenfelser of the Susan B. Anthony List says, considering the church's teaching that each life is sacred, Pelosi should reject the idea that abortion is. Meanwhile, the White House is trying to appear neutral on the bill. This is Life News Radio.
Did you know that women who find themselves in an emergency pregnancy often do not reach out to their closest family and friends? They find themselves alone and afraid. Birthright provides loving, non-judgmental support for these women and their babies. Do you need to talk to a friend, or are you the person to volunteer to help a woman? Either way, here is the Birthright phone number, 800-550-4900, 800-550-4900.
In the race between Holland and Belgium to approve mercy killing or euthanasia for disabled children, a policy document claims that such killing may be desirable when inevitable death causes severe suffering for parents. Michael Cook says in an op-ed piece at lifenews.com that the slippery slope metaphor is gone. This document claims that suffering on the part of one person, in this case parents, should permit the killing of another person. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.